You should be naked and on your knees. If you're not, get naked, get on your knees, and wait. Oh. 5 minutes before continuing the recording. You're a disappointment to me already. If you were well trained enough to know your proper place, that's good. You're still kneeling for some nameless lady on the internet, though. So, there's obviously a pretty low ceiling on how much of a man you can really be. Still, you might be fun for a little while. And there's no question you'd obey my every command. You will, won't you? If not, turn this off. I don't have the patience for you. There's a good boy. So pliant. Not like my husband. But I digress. Put your hands behind your back and spread your knees. Now put your forehead on the ground. Can you feel yourself getting hard? I thought you might. Does your ass feel vulnerable? I hope so. In a few minutes, you won't need to worry, though. Just lay like that for a bit. I'll let you know when you can get up. Time to get up. Are you uncomfortable? Good. Look through your room. Is there anything that would fit in your ass? Of course there is. If you have a plug, that's good. I don't want it to come out of anytime soon. Failing that, a Sharpie's always cute. Well, it would be for me. Sometimes my husband has me put one in while we fuck. He's so sexy. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. Obviously, you don't compare. We could keep you around the house, though. He certainly wouldn't lick my shoes clean. And I do get tired of having to do housework. If you're lucky, you might even get to eat me out from time to time. Of course, you'd be lucky to get to do this at all. You'd be in the presence of people who are superior in every way. And even eating his ass or leaking his cock clean is more than you deserve. Now, do you have a pair of panties, slut? I know you do. If you don't, buy 3 pairs tomorrow. Don't worry about whether or not the cashiers know they're for you. They do. Put the panties on. If you're too hard to get them to fit properly, get some ice. Sort it out. Then, once you're plugged and pantied, go to your computer. Fire up Facebook. And find that girl you always had a crush on. If, by some miracle, you've had a girlfriend in the past, bring up your ex. Think about how she's probably getting fucked right now. You could never give that to her. Think about how thrilled she is being pumped into over and over. She probably cheated on you. And really, who could blame her? You should feel ashamed that you deceived her into thinking you were a real man. While I doubt that lasted long, she probably felt bad at the first time she was with a real man during your relationship. For a few seconds, anyways. Wow. Hearing me talk about this is getting you almost to the edge. Good. Now get some ice again and ice yourself back to normal. I want you to suffer. Now, repeat the following sentence 5 times. I will follow Mrs. Harley's orders. Do it again. I want you to feel it. Good. Now, say this 3 times. Mrs. Harley has taught me that my place is on my knees. Now, finally, 2 times. I will not lie to women about my status, nor will I waste their time. That's enough. To make sure you really get it, I want you to fill a sheet of paper with those and keep it somewhere safe. Don't get rid of it unless you somehow grow a spine. Pause the recording, but make it quick. Imagine that I was watching you do it. You wouldn't want to keep me waiting. Now, you probably want to come, don't you? If you do, I'm going to have you do something you don't like. If you don't, listen to the end of the audio for my instructions. For my impatient little sluts, and I just know you're one of them, go to the bathroom. Fill your mouth up with toilet paper, kneel, pause the recording, and work yourself to the edge. Are we almost there? Stand up, get over the toilet, and come into it. Don't let a drop escape. I bet you thought I'd let you eat your cum, didn't you? Instead, it goes where it belongs. Flush it down and watch it go. Now, back on your knees, hands behind your back, and forehead to the floor. Whenever you come from now on, you're going to do it into a toilet. For those of you who thought they could please me by not coming, stand in front of the toilet and start jerking off. Ruin it into the toilet. You didn't really think that denying your orgasm did impress me, did you? Pathetic.